You're One to Talk by N. Nozomi. Read for you by Flamingwell. This Guardian fanwork is rated teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Hanga Caves, Hurt Comfort. Summary. Shen Wei's tendency to sarcasm gets the better of him, and Zhao Yunlan has a revelation. "Wow," says Zhao Yunlan, a moment of bright, cheeky delight that seems to fill the cave with sunshine for a moment. But the white flashes won't stop. Shen Wei blinks desperately to clear his vision, hunching forward against the twist of pain in his chest, where his power, running dry on ambient dark energy, is drawing on his physical self instead. Worse, not better. "Hey, Logge," Zhao Yunlan says, close and far away at once, and then Shen Wei's on one knee, gagging up threads of blood and fighting not to pass out. He can't. If he lets the envoy's form go, here, everything will... Zhao Yunlan will... "Hey, Logge," Zhao Yunlan says again, his voice so gentle that for a moment Shen Wei is long ago and far away, in a different cave, and Kunlun is... It helps, strangely enough. There was no Professor Shen then, only the envoy and his black cloak. And the memory of his younger self makes it a little easier to keep the envoy's form real now. Shen Wei grits his teeth and holds on by force of will until the worst passes. "I'm all right," he says, finally, and has to cough again on the end of the words, tasting iron. There should be a wall to his left. He reaches out blindly, finds it closer than he'd expected, and winces at the jar against his elbow. Before he can adjust his balance, Zhao Yunlan's hands are on his back and under his forearm, helping him stand. "Are you sick? Are you under attack from something? Some old Hanga ghost or whatever? Did one of those smelly bastards wing you?"
"I'm all right,"
Shen Wei says again, wondering dully at his own stupidity in expecting that to pass muster with Zhao Yunlan's inquiring mind. It's absurd, but then again, he genuinely has no other option than to be all right. The smelly bastards may not have been the last Yao Chu infesting these caves, almost certainly are not, and then there is Wang Zheng's fate, and whatever has called her here. He can't leave Zhao Yunlan here alone, armed only with a gun that his hand shakes on. On the other hand, there is little he can do without dark energy to draw on. It's there, but only as it ever is in Haixing, frustratingly faint and thready. Shen Wei feels a kind of claustrophobia that has nothing to do with the dim, cramped space they are in. "Lord Blackcloak," Zhao Yunlan says, and the unwantedly formal address snaps Shen Wei out of his daze.
"Going to tell me what's going on?"
Shen Wei takes as deep a breath as he can and summons his glaive so that it will be at hand when he needs it and he can lean on it until then. He can't keep his eyes from closing for a moment as the clenched fist of pain in his chest tightens. But he doesn't choke, and he doesn't collapse, and, well, in Zhao Yunlan's terms, call it a win. As you know, there is only so much dark energy available in Haixing, he says carefully. Calling on it in excess can be physically stressful. At Zhao Yunlan's snort, he adds, I am not in danger, only somewhat weakened. Right. Zhao Yunlan sighs, and it's not like pacing yourself is a concept or anything. This, Shen Wei tells him wearily, from the man whom I found curled up on a street corner, having consumed nothing but tea, alcohol, hot pot, and lollipops in 3 days. There's a dead space moment of silence. And then he realizes, in a jangle of horror, what he has just said. You were watching? Zhao Yunlan begins uncertainly and shakes his head as if to discard the half-finished sentence. He stares at Shen Wei for a moment with such intensity that it seems he must be able to see through the mask. Then he cocks his head to the side and lets out a soft, wry, incredulous laugh. It's such a Kunlun sound that Shen Wei feels his heart stir in his chest. Hey, Lao Ge, Zhao Yunlan murmurs. He's grinning now, managing a rueful, angry, amused, and fascinated expression with a single quirk of his mouth. Professor Shun. Shen Wei tries to breathe evenly, appalled at his own lapse, the result of fatigue and of the soap bubble intimacy, fragile and iridescent, that he's let form between himself and Zhao Yunlan in every persona he has. Shen Wei, ah, Shen Wei. Zhao Yunlan shakes his head, his expression hardening in contrast to the soft voice. Shen Wei feels himself bracing for the blow. It's no wonder there's too much weight on your shoulders sometimes, Zhao Yunlan says, so quietly he almost seems to be talking to himself. Shen Wei's orbital bones ache behind his mask, a deep, underwater pressure. He doesn't trust himself to speak. A scream echoes through the caverns, and they both startle violently. Zhao Yunlan whipping his head around in search of its direction, Shen Wei drawing himself upright on his glaive, tensed to fight. Wang Zheng, Zhao Yunlan mutters, hell! You catch your breath yet? Hey, Lao Ge, we've got to move. Shen Wei still feels sick, painfully overextended, but if he can stand, he can fight. I'm with you, he says. It comes out like a solemn vow. Zhao Yunlan's eyes meet his for a moment, warm and sharp and familiar. Shen Wei, you... He shakes his head, chuckles a little. You bear that in mind. After we're done with this business, I will be at your disposal, Shen Wei says, withdrawing into the envoy's formality. Always. I'm holding you to that. Zhao Yunlan's gaze is full of the open, unjudging inquisitiveness that informs his intelligence and his allegiance to decency. Shen Wei shrinks from it, longs for it, works hard to face it straight on. Let's go, he says, and shoulder to shoulder, they move deeper into the caves. The end.
So I just have to say, this might be one of the fastest turnarounds I've had from reading fic to recording. This was a gift to me by N. Nozomi, and I was in love. It's just so perfectly exactly what I was hoping for. I don't know how they crammed my, like, half of my wish list into a fic that is less than 1k, but they managed it somehow. They are just brilliant at cramming a million emotions into the smallest possible package. I don't know how they do it. Anyway, if you enjoyed the story as much as I did, please be sure to jump to the Inspired By link and leave your feedback to the text author. And if you liked my reading, please leave your feedback on the podfic post. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. So that it will be at hand. Okay. Wang Zheng. Fuck. Wang Zheng. Zhao Yunlan. Fuck.
Tones!